Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Sean Stone is with us. He is our cultural correspondent and joins us each and every Thursday to tell us what is happening on area stages and screens throughout our WAMC listening area. And it's a great pleasure always to have him before our microphones. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe.
I think you were out last week. You were feeling a little under the weather.
You know, when I was here 2 weeks ago
Yes.
and I was coughing?
Yes.
I thought I was getting over something. No,
it was just the beginning.
It was just the beginning of a wonderful, like, 8-day journey.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're up and running now.
Feeling good.
That's good news. So tell me about Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. My wife and I had a very interesting conversation about this movie because we heard Tina Fey interviewed and we thought, wow, she really sold that film very nicely. And then I read reviews that were fairly horrible and I thought, I wonder which is correct.
I enjoyed it immensely.
Excellent.
I thought it was...
It seemed to me that all of the pieces were in place for it to be an enjoyable film.
I thought it was very enjoyable. It's based on a true life memoir of being a reporter in Afghanistan in the late 2000s when all of the media focus was on Iraq.
Yes.
And it's Tina Fey. She plays the lead character. Margot Robbie is in it. Martin Freeman, Billy Bob Thornton. It's the right combination of comedy and realism. And it doesn't try to be the be-all and end-all of journalism movies about the war. It's just telling a story. And I thought it did it very well. And she's very funny, but also, you know, it's serious where it needs to be serious.
A dramedy.
Yes, and not in a bad way, not in a way that makes that word sort of choke in your throat, which it often can.
It often can do that. Tell me about London Has Fallen, another film you've seen this week.
Yes, I'd forgotten that it was a sequel to a movie I hadn't seen called Olympus Had Fallen, which was, remember there were two White House explosion
dire
movies.
Dire destruction yes. movies, yes.
That was the one that made money. I saw the other one, the Roland Emmerich one, White House Down, which was silly and fun in a stupid way. This was stupid in a modest sort of way. This is the kind of movie in which you bribe one guy and you basically infiltrate the entire British defense establishment. If I were British, I would be offended by this movie.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure that can't happen. Also, it's the kind of movie where the head Secret Service guy and the president call each other by their first name. I'm also pretty sure that never happens. But, you know.
Who knows?
Exactly.
They're movies.
They're movies. We'll just move on. There isn't going to be a third one. Let's put it that way.
What is coming up on area stages?
Tonight at Union College Memorial Chapel, the Union College Concert Series continues with the Ebony Quartet. They're going to be playing Haydn, Debussy, and Beethoven. Tomorrow night, also in Schenectady at Proctor's, It Came From Schenectady is presenting their annual Godzilla double feature. The first one is dubbed in, the first film will be dubbed in English, and the second film is subtitled in English. It's in Japanese. They don't release the title, so I can't tell you what it's going to be, but I'm pretty sure Tokyo gets it in the neck.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So we can count on that.
And Godzilla is the star.
Yes. And then also tomorrow night, Friday, at the Times Union Center, you might be a redneck if you're there. It's Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy.
Together again.
Yes.
Without Ron White, that made up the, what did they call that?
I know. What was
their
called?
Their tour.
Yeah.
Was it the Rednecks of Comedy Tour?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
And those were the three guys that went around. So now two out of three. Yeah. And one has had very successful sitcoms, and the other one does Prilosec commercials.
I was just thinking the little purple pill. There you go.
Also
Friday night at Page Hall, University at Albany downtown, the New York State Writers Institute film series continues with The Phantom Carriage. That is a 1920 Swedish silent movie directed by Victor Sostrom. Very influential on Ingmar Bergman. So if you like Bergman stuff from the 50s and 60s, you'll like this. Sostrom's actually brilliant. I actually think he's a better director than Bergman, but I'm just a terrible person who prefers older movies.
The Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Blue Collar Comedy Tour, right.
The Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Also Friday night at Cafe Lena, it's Lucy Kaplansky. And then Saturday at the Madison Theater in Albany, it's jazz with the Antoine Roney Quartet. Also Saturday night at Helsinki Hudson, it's dark blues rock with the Tarbox Ramblers. Say that five times.
Yes.
And then Sunday afternoon, an event that you're familiar with.
Yes.
At Proctor's, it's an afternoon with cinema legend Sophia Loren.
Screen icon.
Screen icon, 3 o'clock, and you're going to be talking with
Yes,
her.
It'll be an onstage event. Here's what I know. There's a lot I don't know, but here's what I definitely know.
There you go.
This woman has amazing stories. She's had an amazing life, an amazing career, and she's going to come out, and for however long, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, we'll sit down and we'll talk about her career. We'll talk about her life. And it should just be a fascinating afternoon. I am knee deep in my preparation as I speak. And I keep on thinking, oh, well, this will be the thing we'll probably focus most on. And then I find out another fascinating aspect of her life.
Exactly. Yeah. She made such a wide variety of different kinds of movies in Italy, in the United States, and then all those big international co-productions. I mean, she has an interesting
really
life.
Cool. Really, really cool stuff. And still working. That's the other thing. It's just, I don't think, when you look at her filmography, I don't believe there is a year missing there. I mean, she's taken off. She's spent a lot of time with her family, different stuff, and she certainly slowed down. But she's still out doing stuff. It's really great. So it'll be wonderful to see her. And it's proctors.org if you want more information.
And then Monday night, the Troy Chromatic Concert Series at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall presents the Jerusalem Symphony Orchestra. They're going to be performing music of Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff, and Saint-Saëns' Cello Concerto. There are a number of new movies. Well, this one isn't new. It's Embrace of the Serpent. It's opening locally in Albany. It was the Colombian national nominee for the best foreign language film,
yep.
Oscar. Didn't win. Then there's 10 Cloverfield Lane, which is the sequel to Cloverfield. Aliens eating people. It starts out with John Goodman and in a bunker with two young people, and then they want to escape from John Goodman, but the monsters outside are worse.
There was John Goodman was on Howard Stern this week, they had maybe an hour-long interview with him. He is endlessly delightful. He's a delightful man. He was telling the story, and you know, he's in a lot of movies.
He's a busy man.
He's a busy, busy guy. And finally, Howard Stern said, now, the young woman that you're in the film with, and you could just tell that moment, like, where he said, I shot this, like, 2.5 years ago, and it completely blanked on him, and he was so embarrassed. It was a very, very tragically funny moment.
Oh, that's terrible. And I'm mad at myself because I can't think of her name. She's a terrific actress. She was in Scott Pilgrim versus the World. She's on that
Watson?
She's on that new PBS show.
Oh, yeah?
Mercy Street? The Civil War thing.
Oh, okay.
Whatever that is.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry, not a big Civil War book.
But so then he was just saying, will somebody from Paramount who was out in the green room please come in and give me the name? And nobody came. I don't think they knew. It was a pretty good moment.
I hope somebody got fired for that. Also opening, there's a rom-com called The Perfect Match with Paula Patton. And, of course, The Brothers Grimsby, which could be great or it could be terrible, and it stars Sacha Baron Cohen and Mark Strong.
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know. The trailer looks like it could go either way.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead is
yes.
the young woman's name.
She's a terrific actress.
Yeah, terrific actress who stars with John Goodman in 10 Cloverfield Lane. You can find out more about all this good stuff by going to our website. You'll see the full list. Roundtable at WAMC.org. No, that's not. That's our email address. Just go to Roundtable. Just go to WAMC.org/roundtable.
Use the Google.
That's right. That's how you find it. WAMC.org/roundtable. Sean, it's always good to see you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.